Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Medical Center. Well, one thing that I think people have historically felt they knew is who was male and who was female when it came to athletic competition. So we've always had sports that divide the sexes. Not all of them do. There are certain sports where men and women can play against one another. But in the big time competitions, we divide people by age groups, we divide them by disability, we sometimes divide them by weight, and we almost always divide them by sex. The problem is that nature isn't as clear-cut as we would like when it comes to the division into male and female. So for a long time, we said, well, men and women are distinguished by who has particular sexual organs. But that turned out to be not completely predictive of which way somebody could go. Surgery might alter that. Sometimes there are testes that didn't descend. Visual observation didn't always tell us when someone who is sort of hermaphroditic, which way we should classify them, and should we exclude them if they had mixed traits, mixed chromosome or genetic makeup, or even a mixed appearance. Recently, a track star in India, Dhuti Chand, got caught up in a fight about what gender she was. Her problem was an external appearance. She looks female, but she has within her body more than the usual amount of particular hormones that some people think would give her an advantage. Testosterone, androgens, these types of hormonal chemicals people think let you be more aggressive, let you perform more intensely. They tend to be associated with males, and that's precisely the reason that we've separated males and females in the competition. So what to do with Dhuti? If she's at the high end of the, if you will, more male-like hormones, does she still get to compete as a female? Well, initially, the track and field authority said she could not compete, but it became clear that there isn't really good evidence, or we don't really understand the relationship between hormones and track and field performance. So Dhuti won a victory. She's going to be allowed to compete, and the track and field authorities have 2 years to figure out whether there's an advantage to biochemistry between certain men and women and how that might be used to sort out competition in athletics. So my own view is what we're looking for in athletics is fairness. We want fair competitions. We don't like it when someone who's 300 pounds can box against someone who's 100 pounds, and they have that advantage in terms of size and weight that makes it not competitive. On the other hand, there are definitely differences in the biochemical makeup of men and women, and if you're at the high end of those things that let you perform better, if there's evidence that that really turns out to be true, I'm not sure that should be held against you. It's just something that you're fortunate or lucky to have when it comes to competing. We're not going to really rule out the people at the high end of the distribution in every sport, whether they're men or women, as men and women, just because they have more chemical that might be giving them an advantage. After all, at the end of the day, our genes contribute a lot to whether we succeed or not in sports, and we don't really segregate sports into genomic categories, and we don't say, oh, you're just winning because you're lucky. You inherited good genes as a sprinter or a weightlifter or whatever. In fact, I think they do play big roles when competition is close. It's the person who often has the best biology, not the best training, not the best diet, but the best biological makeup who's going to win. Well, I don't envy the track and field authorities going forward, but what I do think is true is without hard evidence of somebody having an unfair advantage over the rest of the field, I think we're going to have to let the men who say they are men compete against each other and the women who say they are women do the same. I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.